My second guest on Mizzou Music on this Wednesday evening is Alice Dade. She is the professor of flute here at the University of Missouri School of Music. She's also the acting co-principal flute of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, and she's performed on concert tours of Russia, Germany, Italy, and Belgium under conductors like Valery Gergiev and Esa-Pekka Salonen. Dade will be on stage at the Whitmore Recital Hall this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. with the pianist Peter Miyamoto. Professor Dade, thanks for making the time to drop by today.
Of course. Happy to be here.
So when we think about the flute repertoire, historically, who are the composers who really took works for flute to new heights?
Vivaldi wrote many concertos that we're so lucky to have. And even though Mozart was known to hate the flute, we do have two concerti as well as several quartets, so that the flute takes over the role of the first violin in a string quartet. And also this man named Theobald Boehm, who redesigned the flute and created the flute that we play today, he also wrote several what I like to call trashy, flashy pieces, which means the flutist plays as many notes as possible.
Would Flight of the Bumblebee in that category?
Sure. Yeah, I would say so. But maybe even more notes than that. But our flute is designed for the notes to fall under our fingers, for everything to be sort of idiomatic.
I mentioned your symphonic chops, but you're also a chamber musician, and you'll be with Peter Miyamoto this Sunday. In the universe of smaller works and maybe more contemporary works that are flute-centric, who are you listening to, or who do you like to share with the students in your studio as an example of this is somebody who's really taking the flute to new heights in the 21st century?
Oh, well, I would have to name Jean-Pierre Rampal, who is unfortunately no longer with us, but without him, we wouldn't be a solo instrument. I'm pretty convinced by that. James Galway. Now, he's laughing all the way to the bank. He plays a lot of things like Pink Panther, which is a collaboration with Henry Mancini, but we owe him a lot. He had many concertos commissioned, for example, the Liebermann Flute Concerto, which is one of my favorites. Also, Paula Robeson. She is based in Boston at New England Conservatory and one of my all-time biggest idols, as well as Carol Wentzens, who I studied with at Juilliard.
That's Alice Dade. She is an assistant professor of flute in the MU School of Music. She'll be on the Whitmore Recital Hall stage this Sunday at 3 p.m. with piano accompanist Peter Miyamoto. What's on the program?
For starters, Kenji Bunch's Velocity is on the program. Now, this piece is written by a living composer who is actually married to an old friend of mine from college, his wife, Monica. And this piece, it's about a six-minute piece that's written in this old style called Mannheim Rocket, which is a way of expression through arpeggios, and he's kind of modernized this way of composition. It's a really cool piece. I'm excited to premiere it. At least it's my premiere. It's not the premiere. I'm also playing, back to Trashy Flashy, the Bourne Carmen Fantasy, which is taking themes from Bizet's Carmen and having a bunch of variations on that opera. Next, I play Poulenc Sonata for flute and piano. It's a standard piece of the repertoire, and I thought it would be nice to play something that was standard for my students so they could get to know the piece more and hear a piece they may be working on stage by their professor. And I'm also playing the Bartok Hungarian Folk Songs, which is originally just for piano, and as flutists do, we stole it. So that it's for piano and flute and piano. And I'm also playing the Francais Suite for Flute Alone, which isn't performed that much, but it's become one of my kind of favorite pieces for flute alone. I'm only playing three movements of the five.